As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, Yahoo, April 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. And remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Wading through well over 100 emails received this week. Thank you very much, directing my whole life. But anyway, we appreciate getting them. You can send me an email also at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout out, as always, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, at 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are always welcome. BP, the British Petroleum PLC, Gulf oil spill continues to top the news. The Goldman Sachs is still in trouble. We'll talk about that a little bit. Gold breaks technical resistance at $1,175. We'll talk about that. Crude oil climbing again this morning. Well, we'll go there as well. And in the second hour, or later in this hour, we'll go into the newest sphere one more time. Pierre Thiel, Hardy, Chardin, Evolution, Revolution, Aldous Huxley, and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning, Friday, April the 30th, 2010. Closing out the month of April, going into the month of May. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold up quite a bit, actually, up $9.80 at $1,177 an ounce. Breaking that very important technical resistance level, as they call it, of $1,175. Looks like we're heading for 1,200, folks. Hold on to your hat. Silver up 22 cents at $18.65 in early trading. Platinum up 7 as well at $1,737. And palladium up also up $2, $552 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, about a $10 spread shaping up. $1,169.50 for a low, $1,179 even for a high. We're looking at about increase year to year at $1,177. Your gold is up $278.20, or your dollar is down. You figure it out. I like to look on the positive side and just simply say that your gold is up $278.20 for a 30.97% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, oh boy, I'll bet you this was hard for the London Bullion Market Association. They knew how valuable this spot was, but they set the price just above $1,175. They set it at $1,175.25. Well, pick it up right there on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. Much, much more to come today.
TeamSpeak.com. NCC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and finish this market report out for this morning. Again, we find gold trading up $9.80. It was up higher than that for a little while. Not much higher than that, though. But when I first clicked in there this morning, it was running about up $10.30. That was kind of nice. But gold is up $9.80 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago, trading at $1,177 an ounce. Very important technical mark there. It's gone over. The next one will be at $1,185. And if it can go past that, we should be looking at $1,200 again relatively soon. Silver up 22 cents at $18.65. That's very nice. Like to see that above 19. Like to see that above 19 pretty soon. Just let the guys in London and COMEX know. Get your foot off the neck of silver, please. Platinum up $7. $1,737 a troy ounce, and palladium up too at $552 an ounce. London gold fix this morning, again, as I said earlier in the first segment, they had to set the price just above $1,175. They knew that this was a point that most of the gold bugs were looking at, and so they set it at $1,175.25. That's how generous they are. This morning, other big news, the SPDR gold shares, the gold trust, GLD on the internet, it bumps up again this morning, and adding another 6.1 tons of gold. This is the third time they've bumped up by a six-ton increment. This is 18 tons in the last 30 days that I know of. They're holding ostensibly 1,159 tons of gold in their inventory, ostensibly for a $43.46 billion position in the gold market. Rest assured, it's a powerful, powerful spider down there on the court of the web. SPDR Gold Shares, their symbol, their logo, the spider on the web. Very careful about that. Keep your eyes peeled at 11/11/11, big day on the in their prospectus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 122 yesterday at 11,167. The Nasdaq closed up 40. At 25.12, and the S&P Standard and Oh-So-Very-Poor Index of closed up 15 at 1,207. Crude oil this morning, big news, keeps going up. Watch it go up. It's going to continue to go up, just like it did right around the time of Katrina. Remember that? Anyway, crude oil moves up this morning another 69 cents a barrel, trades at $85.86 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are. In Oklahoma, the USDX is going to be in the news twice today. This morning, the U.S. dollar index declines 18 basis points, trades out at 81.82, and we see that reflected in the foreign exchange markets, too. The foreign exchange rates for this morning, our little basket of currencies here, for the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, the Canadian loonie, down 4 basis points, trades at 99 cents again. The Mexican peso still on the north side of the Rio Grande, up 6 basis points at 8 cents. The euro up 75 basis points or 0.75%, trades at $1.33. The British pound loses 2 basis points, trades at $1.53. And the Swiss franc moves up 77 basis points, yet still trades at 93 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the yield on the bonded indebtedness, the two-year bond is yielding 0.99, once again below the 1% mark there. The 10-year is yielding at 3.73, and the 30-year is at 3.73%. And in the mortgage market, the fixed 15-year mortgages this morning moved down just a fuzz, down from 4.42% a month ago to 4.38% this morning, and the 30-year moves down likewise from 5.15% to 5.14%, virtually unchanged. Well, there's a lot in the news. Before we go into all the news, let me just throw this out. For all of you that like to watch TV and stuff like that, you might be paying attention tomorrow. Tomorrow is, and I'll just read a little article here out of our Missouri, rural Missourian this month, says on the first Saturday of May, our Kentucky neighbors host the world-famous Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs in Louisville. That would be Louisville, Kentucky. This is widely considered to be one of the most prestigious thoroughbred horse races in the world. The track is only 10 furlongs in length, or 1.25 miles long, and it's often called the fastest 2 minutes in sport. Fast or not, Kentuckians, along with people who flock to the event from around the world, have learned to celebrate with great decadence during the weeks leading up to the Derby Day. One way they celebrate is with delicious, time-honored traditions that have become part of the Kentucky Derby must list when it comes to Derby eats. Favorites include burgoo, a thick meat and vegetable stew that has long been a standard for the event. Another odds-on favorite is hot brown, which originated at Louisville Brown Hotel in 1923, and some cheese grits and a delicious chocolate chip and pecan pie. And you got to have some spectacular recipes to enjoy all year long. Anyway, one of May's most popular horse races offers delicious recipes we can all enjoy at home. Well, my grandfather used to be a real horse racing fanatic, traveled around, spent a lot of money, made a lot of money at it too. I'm not much of a gambler myself. Life is just a little bit of a gamble. This is another bit of news, a little bit more follow-on from Bloomberg this morning. New news by Justin Bloom and David Globin. Goldman Sachs, April 30th, new news, Bloomberg. Federal prosecutors in New York are investigating transactions by Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., accused of misleading investors by U.S. securities regulators to determine whether to pursue a criminal fraud case. Let the audience now applaud. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? according to two people familiar with the matter. The Federal Review, which lawyers say is common in such a high-profile case, is being done by the U.S. attorney in Manhattan, said the people, who weren't authorized to comment and spoke on the condition of anonymity. Anonymity. That word is the worst word I can hardly pronounce it. Anyway, the Securities and Exchange Commission filed a civil lawsuit against Goldman Sachs on April 16th, alleging fraud tied to collateralized debt obligations that contributed to the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. The burden of proof in a criminal case would be higher than in the SEC's civil case. Criminal allegations have to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. But, of course, the SEC certainly did the yeoman's work. They put together all the documentation, whether they could move forward on a criminal fraud case or not, and send some of these pukes to prison. Boy, wouldn't that be a blessing. What a spring break that would be if they started to erect the gallows in New York or Washington. I might even break the bank open and do a little traveling just to see the greatest events of all. Here's another one. This again off of Bloomberg this morning. Let's see if I can get everything to scroll around a little bit. Here we go. All right, Sander exits carbon trading. We're going to be talking a little bit about things that are green this morning. A little bit of green news this morning. Let's go into this. Sander exits carbon trading, selling climate exchange to ICE. ICE. Well, you all know what ICE is, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. That's the USDX. Well, we'll pick it up right there, right after these words.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christo's Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And returning once again, looking at this article right off the Bloomberg website this morning, April 30th, Bloomberg, Matthew Carr writes this. Richard Sandor agreed to sell Climate Exchange PLC to the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., exiting the biggest carbon market before achieving his goal of establishing a global mechanism for curbing pollution. Now, there's a video that attends this article. You can find it up on the Bloomberg website. You might want to take a look at it. It's not altogether that revealing, but it gives you a little idea of who this guy Richard Sandor is, anyway. He agreed to sell this climate exchange. You know, there are so many people that are involved in it, including Al Gore. I think Barry the Usurper's in there, too. Big deal, actually. Sandor, 68, helped invent interest rate futures in Chicago before turning to trading carbon dioxide caused by burning fossil fuels. Yeah, that's right. This is the bozo. The chairman is among directors selling a 19% stake in a deal that values Climate Exchange at 7.5 pounds a share, or 395 million pounds, or $606 million. With the United Nations global warming talks stalled and Barry the Usurper squabbling over emissions limits, the global CO2 market shrank 17% in the first quarter to $24 billion. ICE's bid, ICE, that's the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., ICE's bid follows a 22% gain in carbon prices this month, reflecting European efforts to clamp down on fraud and oversupply. I should have an article up in the browser for that one. If not, we'll try and find it during one of the breaks. ICE is taking advantage of the current poor sentiment in the carbon world. Things aren't going too good for the carbon Nazis. Andrew Shepherd Barron, an analyst in London, broker at KBC Peel Hunt, said in a telephone interview today, quote, "The offer is not generous." ICE bidding a company, Aether IOS Limited, will pay Climate Exchange shareholders a 57% premium over yesterday's closing price, it said in a statement. Climate Exchange, which had a net income of £670,026 last year, and this is British pounds, pound sterling, as revenue rose 48%, traded as high as £7.44 in London, surging the most since its public stock offering in 2003. Apparently, this author doesn't know where to find the symbol for a pound inserted in his article, so he spells out pounds all the time. Largest shareholder, the ICE, the second largest U.S. futures exchange, said shareholders owning about 49% of Climate Exchange agreed to sell their shares. Invesco Asset Management, the largest shareholder, agreed to sell its 30% stake. ICE, which already owns 4.8% of Climate Exchange, runs the London-based market where Brent crude and gas oil futures are traded. Buying Climate Exchange represents an exciting opportunity for ICE to grow and further diversify our revenues. Now, I've told you several times in the past that I fully anticipate someday in the future coming on doing a market report, and we're going to be talking about carbon. What carbon is trading for today? Well, maybe one of these days we'll add that. But now that ICE is in there, you know, they have this U.S. dollar index, which seems to drive the marketplace, the USDX, a trade-weighted basket of currencies. Well, how long will it be before we'll have to throw in carbon as well? Pretty interesting. I really should find that article. We'll come back to it, though. As many of you know, this oil spill continues and continues and continues. There are lots of ways of going about this. Why don't we jump over here and pull this one up first? Got this and read it last night. This is off the WhiteHouse.gov website. A press briefing on the BP oil spill in the Gulf Coast. Rather lengthy. We'll go into all of it. But he comes in here, and this is Mr. Gibbs. He says, this is not my attempt to put more people on the stage than are in the audience, but we might well succeed by the time this is over. In other words, they had a lot of officials. A lot of officials. Only a few people in the press corps, probably in the room. Anyway, he goes on and he talks about quite a bit, but he just lays out this overall strategy, and they go through all of the parts and the pieces, and it's a big, big article. So you might go up, and they got Secretary Napolitano in here. We've got everybody and their brother. The EPA's in here, Secretary Salazar, blah, 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 blah. Bunch of military geeks in there, too. Rear Admiral O'Hara, blah, 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 blah. Rear Admiral Bryce O'Hara. He says, the Coast Guard is the federal on-scene coordinator, so we have the leadership role for spills that occur in the coastal zone for this spill. In particular, we have been very aggressive and proactive in our response, but we have not been alone. We will work with federal partners. There are 16 federal agencies from the National Response Team. That makes a lot of sense, sir. We also work very closely with state and local authorities and with non-governmental organizations. I mean, it's going to be a three-ring circus. You just got to know it. And it goes on. Our focus in particular today is looking very carefully at the preventive booming that's occurring. In other words, they're putting these oil-absorbent rings out there, using the best science that's available to us, working in conjunction with NOAA's scientific support experts as well as the EPA to ensure that the responsible party is taking advantage of all pre-planning that has been done to protect fragile areas. Now, several times in this article, and I went looking for this, you might recall yesterday, I was mentioned that this might be an event that would break the back of British Petroleum. Not likely, really, but nevertheless, ever since the Exxon Valdez, with the drunken sailor at the helm, crashing into the reef and spilling out all kinds of petroleum, this is a little bit different from that, however, because there we had an individual vessel with a calculable amount of crude oil on board. Here, in this case, you have a big variable. It's pumping out 5,000 gallons a day, or excuse me, 5,000 barrels a day, which is 42 times 5,000. It's money more than that. But they don't know how long it's going to take to get this thing shut down. Probably they're anticipating that not sooner than 90 days. You know, they might have a breakthrough. They might be able to get this thing capped off and shut down. But if you just run some math on it, you got 5,000 barrels per day, 90 days possible. That's they're running at about $85 a barrel delivered in for crude delivered in Oklahoma. They're running about $425,000 a day in lost revenues. In the 90 days, it'd be $38,250,000 in lost revenues. And then, because of the Valdez and the legislation that came after that, excuse me. The legislation that came out of that, British Petroleum is going to have to pick up the tab here. Now, I don't know whether or not they're running a time clock on all of these geeks and specialists and military and Coast Guard, the whole nine yards. I don't know whether they're running. They've got to be running some kind of a tab on this. But how do you add that all up? You know, you steam these military vessels into position, and they get involved in it. How much do we charge per hour, you know, for these kind of vessels? That's my question. And then how much time do we charge for all of the various and sundry federal agencies and state and local authorities? Are they all on the clock or not? Are they just standing around drawing their regular pay, or are we going to actually bill this back to BP? I don't know. So we'll have to follow this, because British Petroleum is the comparable party here, the culpable party. They're the ones that have to pay for all of this. And they'll have to pay for any ecological disaster damages as well, if they can put a dollar value on that. So if they really push this, and it might get pushed, this could be the beginning of the end for BP. We'll see. Be right back.
looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so I guess this just really, what's going on down in the Gulf is really just taking the idea, the concept, the old concept of spring cleaning to a whole new level. There's going to be a lot of cleanup involved in all of this, but here, Deputy Secretary Hayes, this was at a press briefing yesterday in the White House or somewhere near it. Deputy Secretary Hayes says this. He says, "I'm David Hayes, the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Interior. I am here today for Secretary Ken Salazar, who's in Houston at the BP Command Center. Reviewing the operations, asking the tough questions." He's getting an update on the company's progress in closing the leaks from their well and to ensure they can clean up the spill as quickly as possible. As has been previously mentioned, BP, as the responsible party, is still working dealing with this issue. And in particular, they're still trying to activate the blowout preventer stack to shut the well. They have yet to be successful. We're moving with them on relief efforts. We have approved the drilling of a second of a relief well that could begin drilling within a matter of days, and we're reviewing application for a second relief well, and that should that be needed. As the president has directed, we are using every resource available to work on this response effort. Well, there's just so much more there in that press briefing that it might be worth your time to go up to whitehouse.gov, and in the search block there, just type in oil spill briefings, and you'll come up with all manner and sundry of things. And here's a little bit more. Of course, you can go right to British Petroleum's website and get some more on that from them. But this article off of the British Petroleum website, BP steps up shoreline protection plans on the U.S. Gulf Coast, release date today. New news, this press release was issued last night in the United States. BP announced today it's launched the next phase of its efforts to contain and clean up the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, with a significant expansion of onshore preparations in case spilled oil should reach the coast. The company is today ramping up preparations for a major protection and cleaning effort on the shorelines of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida to supplement its HAMUA, or VUMA, Louisiana Incident Command Post, which oversees the offshore containment. Now, they had various photographs that they'd taken at these command posts, and they're just chuck-a-luck full of guys with their laptops, all these tables set in there. Everybody's wearing jackets, you know, with incident manager or something like that, you know, on the back of it. They've got all these little vests. I don't know how long they've had them in the closet, but they got all the vests ready, and they gave everybody titles and names and, you know, it's kind of humorous to look at it because they're all just so very, very, very special and important people, you know, but they have their little vest to wear. I'm sure they're getting paid the big bucks to be there. And so it's going to continue. Work will continue to complete installing marine protection booms along the coast, as well as 180,000 feet of boom already in the water. An additional 300,000 feet is staged or in the process of being deployed, with more on the way. More of the various things that you can find on the websites here. This morning you can get some videos of the little controlled burn. I thought it would be like this big thing, you know. Well, it wasn't much of a thing, or at least what they showed on the video. It didn't look like more than just a couple of tires being burned, but anyway, they said they had the big burn off, and didn't look too big to me. But I was concerned about that because in my mind I was thinking, my God, you know, they talk about how huge this thing is. If they torch that and it goes up in flames, what a cloud of black smoke that would be. Of course, this morning I woke up to a near tornado-like event over the top of the house. The sky was dreadfully black, and the trees in the yard and all around me were just going round and round in circles, which indicate usually that we should see a tornado coming down, but it didn't. But this is the time of the year. Most tornadoes in the United States occur in May. This is from a little article sidebar here. Often striking suddenly without warning, few natural phenomena are harder to predict. Folk wisdom advises that a pale green sky means the wind is high. In other words, the sky turns green just before a tornado forms. If you've never been out in the Midwest and traveling, if you've never been traveling under a sea, a deep pea green, it's like pea soup green sky before, then you don't know what's going on here in tornado country. I have seen several tornadoes in my life actually in the process of coming down out of those green clouds and skittering along the ground. Thank God it's always been from a distance, but lots of that goes on. Although no one knows for certain why the sky turns green, one theory suggests because storms usually develop in the afternoon, the longer wavelengths of red and yellow, or afternoon sunlight, already deficient in blue, turn the bluish, water-heavy clouds green. But you certainly don't want to be, you don't feel at all comfortable in this part of the country when the wind is high and the sky is green. Anywho, continuing back to the article here, BP is mobilizing its full resources to fight the oil spill, which followed the sinking of the Transocean Deepwater Horizon, a drilling rig. So for all of you out there with your browsers running, just make a note of that. Write it on your notepad. Put it into Notepad or some other place. The Transocean Deepwater Horizon. This will become in the future just as important as knowing that it was the Exxon Valdez. In this case, it's the Transocean Deepwater Horizon drilling rig. We're doing absolutely everything in our power to eliminate the source of the leak and contain the environmental impact of the spill. We're determined to fight this spill on all fronts, in the deep waters of the Gulf, in the shallow waters, should it be necessary, on the shore, said BP Group Chief Executive Tony Hayward. Well, that's enough of that part. Let's go over here and pick this one up. and jump into the Transocean's website. Now, Transocean has a very interesting website. You could go in and just type it in, deepwaterhorizonresponse.com, deepwaterhorizonresponse.com, and that'll bring up a rather interesting site that has all of the latest information. Secretary Napolitano, Secretary Salazar, Administrator Jackson to inspect the areas affected by the BP oil spill. So they're riding in a big jet today, probably going, oh my, could I have some more of those crackers? And some of that beluga, please. Thank you. Oh my, look at all that nasty stuff on the water. Could I have another glass of champagne, please? Anyway, they've got a lot of photographs here and some videos as well on that website, so you might want to check it out. Gives you a photograph of what this unit looked like before it went to the bottom. But this site is providing information regarding the April the 20th incident in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico. Now, you know, Earth Day was the 22nd, so this occurred 2 days before that. Then, so this happened 2 days later. We had Earth Day. 3 or 4 days later, the usurper was making announcements and so on and so forth. If there is any Earth First activity or any nefarious eco-Nazis, any of these high priests of the ecology theology out there, I don't know. That would be all speculation on my part. It's an unfortunate situation nonetheless. So this is a website that you could go to today, deepwaterhorizonresponse.com. Once again, just run it all together, deepwaterhorizonresponse.com. Lots of information that you can pick up on that site. And let's see if we got another one. Yes, this goes back to the earlier talk about Goldman Sachs. Finally found it. And this has to do with, this is the carbon trading article off of Bloomberg. But this one is out of Europe, Euractiv Network, EUR Active Network, EUR Active, ACTIV.com. Germany raids 50 firms in a carbon trading inquiry. It's all just a bunch of gangsters and thieves, people. Goldman Sachs and the rest of them. There's no honor among thieves. They're all thieves. Germany raids 50 firms in carbon trading inquiry. New news published today. German prosecutors said on Wednesday, April the 28th, they had searched more than 230 sites in a probe based on suspicions of tax evasion in the trading of European Union carbon dioxide emissions rights certificates, CO2. You know, that stuff you exhale, right? Increased cases of tax fraud with regard to the trade of greenhouse gases emissions rights since the spring of 2009 are the subject of the investigation, close quote, said a statement issued by the Frankfurt prosecutor in the state of Hesse. The official said it was coordinating the nationwide probe with federal offices and police and tax offices in several states. I don't know what several states means. I guess they're the countries of the EU. They call them states. Everything is a state now. It's all statism, right? Global statism. A Deutsche Bank AG spokesman said the bank had received a visit and was supporting the authorities. I don't know whether that means they were hosting lunch or what. The statement said there are suspicions that emissions rights papers had been obtained by suspects abroad via German companies and sold on through a chain of other firms. The papers for CO2, which is the most prevalent gas that pollutes the environment, are issued to industries across Europe which produce emissions and are freely tradable.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And as many of you know, the May Day, tomorrow, Saturday, this is a real important day for communists all around the world, socialists in general. But, so expect to see everybody out there with their red flags and stuff like that. You know, there's going to be lots of those collectivist types out there. But as we stated back a long time ago when we were talking about this H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, even though it wasn't able to get past the first go-round there and approved. They just simply break it up and implement all the various parts and pieces. Here's an article right out of our Barry Electric Cooperative for May this month, their newsletter, The Rural Missourian. Take advantage of energy-efficient appliance rebates. Yes, that's right. That's one of the many parts of that huge bill on the cap and trade, they called it, but it was far more than that. They did talk about these four-star energy-rated products. Well, hate to say it, but my monitor sitting here off to my left is one of those energy-rated star products. And it was produced by Dell Computers a long time ago. It's rather ancient antiquity. But if you haven't spent your tax refund yet, the way the article begins, that's what Americans do, right? You get your tax refund and you rush right out and spend it. Think about investing it in energy-efficient appliances this spring. That will really help out. Those are called durable goods, by the way. Durable goods. And then we have the durable goods reports that come out, and we talk about them from time to time right here. Econoday follows that for us on Bloomberg's website. And get money back in the process. That's right. You can spend your tax rebate, invest it in energy-efficient appliances, and then get money back from the government. Isn't that incredible? Your electric cooperative may offer rebates for qualifying appliances, and now the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, has $5.6 million in federal stimulus funds to spend on an Energy Star appliance rebate program. You can download a fact sheet about the rebates at www.dnr.mo.gov. Pubs, publications, blah, blah, blah. You'll probably find the same one on your state's website, wherever, whichever state you are in. The state, this state. Got to get Alfred Adisk on there again with me. He has this stuff down pat. But in short, here are the appliances and their rebates. You buy a gas furnace, you get a $125 rebate. You buy an air source heat pump, you get $250 to put in your pocket. You get a central air conditioner, you get $100 back. A water heater, gas storage, $100. Water heater, gas tankless, $100. Water heater, solar with a gas backup, $500. A solar water heater with gas backup, you get $500. Water heaters, electric heat pump, $150 to your pocket. Water heater, solar with electric backup, $500 in your pocket. Clothes washer, $75. Dishwasher, $75. Federal tax credits are also available for qualifying non-solar water heaters, air source heat pumps, and central air conditioning units. They cover 30% of the cost up to $1,500 and expire on December the 31st of 2010. So there you go. Another website you might visit is earthday.org, earthday.org. Just run the words together, earthday.org. I'm looking at that website right now. The official Earth Day 2010 campaign, April the 22nd, 2010. So we see that our oil rig went into dust. I don't know what happened to the thing. Don't see any pictures of it. Burned up, blew up, did whatever it did, it did. But that happened on April the 20th, and 2 days later we have the official Earth Day, right? 40 years after the first Earth Day, the world is in greater peril than ever. While climate change is the greatest challenge of our time, it also presents the greatest opportunity, an unprecedented opportunity to build a healthy, prosperous, clean energy economy now and for the future. I guess creating an ecological disaster would be pretty beneficial for these folks. Earth Day 2010 can be a turning point to advance climate policy, energy efficiency, renewable energy, and green jobs. Earth Day Network is galvanizing millions who make personal commitments to sustainability. Earth Day 2010 is a pivotal opportunity for individuals, corporations, and governments to join together. They call that a public-private partnership, by the way, and create a global green economy. Join the more than 1 billion people in 190 countries that are taking action for Earth Day. And then it goes on and on here. Let's see what we come up with about us. This is the ones that I want. Let's see. Sponsors. Sponsors. Let's get sponsors. I think that was the screen I needed. I have to wait for that to come up. When I run my laptop over here in the radio room, it takes a little while to load because I have dial-up in this place. That's not the one I want. That's got all the wrong stuff. Let's go over here. Sponsors and partners. How about partners? Partners. Bear with me here. It's about the light speed of a turtle. But it'll open in a moment. I want to give you some of the names off of this list. See if it'll come up for us. Hurry it up. Come on. Quit dallying. No, that's not going to be it either. Let's go into this again. About us. Let's try that one. And click on one more link here, and then we'll go to another article. About Earth Day Network. Earth Day Network was founded on the premise that all people, regardless of race, gender, income, or geography, have a moral right, to a healthy, sustainable environment. Our mission is to broaden and diversify the environmental movement worldwide and to mobilize it as the most effective vehicle for promoting a healthy, sustainable environment. We pursue our mission through a combination of education, public policy, and activism campaigns. Earth Day Network has a global reach with more than 20,000 partners and organizations in 190 countries. More than 1 billion people participate in Earth Day activities, making it the largest secular civic event in the world. That's quite a religion coming on us and at us here. Here's a little bit more. This is what I wanted to see, this link. The 40th Annual Global Advisory Committee. Just listen to some of the names that are involved. Her Royal Highness, Princess Lala Hazna Alui of Morocco. The Debbie Allen, an American actress, choreographer, television director. Ford W. Bell, the president of the American Association of Museums. Antonio H. Benjamin, the justice of the High Court of Brazil, president of the International Network for Environmental Compliance and Enforcement. You see, it's international, not local. Sir Richard Branson, British entrepreneur, founder and chairman of Virgin Group. Lester Brown, founder, Earth Policy Institute, founder, World Watch Institute. Beverly Camhi, a producer, Beverly Camhi Productions. Richard Sizek, an evangelical leader. Christo and Jean-Claude, environmental artists. Well, of course, if you just scroll down, you'll find him. There he is. Al Gore, 2007 Nobel Peace Prize laureate, 45th Vice President of the United States. But the list is lengthy. You can find it there for yourself. Just go to earthday.org/GAC, and it'll be there. Well, all things considered, this is not going to be going very well for Barry the Usurper, or maybe it will. This is another last article off of Bloomberg. Oil spilling from the damaged BP PLC well in Gulf of Mexico may complicate President Barry the Usurper's five-year plan. Five-year plans? What are we, back in the Soviet Union? Is this the Gauss plan? Well, he's got a five-year plan. The Usurper's five-year plan to open new offshore tracks to energy exploration. Somebody let Barry know that he's not going to be with us in 5 years. No, he won't. He won't be president in 5 years. The leak, which is five times bigger than previously estimated, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, what's occurring now will also be taken into consideration as the administration looks as to how to advance that plan and what makes sense and what might need to be adjusted. Carol Browner, the Usurper's advisor for energy and climate change, said at a White House briefing yesterday. Administration officials escalated the federal response, declaring the spill of national significance, announcing immediate inspections of all deepwater drilling rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. Immediate inspections of all deepwater drilling rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. What are they going to do? Send out SWAT teams? Wand them all? Check them for explosives? Maybe. I'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. cPanel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With cPanel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your cPanel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, lots of that today. In today's broadcast, lots of news in the first hour. If you missed it, go back, listen to that. Dropped out a lot of interesting information. Let's close out on this article off of Bloomberg in regards to this oil spill down in the Gulf of Mexico. If you missed the first part, just go back and listen to it. I'm not going to repeat everything just because we're in a new hour. But again, obviously, what's occurring now will also be taken into consideration as the administration looks to how to advance that five-year plan and what makes sense and what might need to be adjusted. This is going to be the court of public opinion. This is going to be vox populi. You can be sure that all the people that are on that list, that I didn't share all of it with you, but some, a very lengthy list, all of the people that are on the Earth Day list, all their sponsors, they're all going to be looking very strongly at what happens here in the south of America, in the Gulf of Mexico. Again, administration officials escalated the federal response, declaring the spill of national significance. Now, recall, it's going to be up to BP to pay the bill, but it's going to be up to us to watch and make sure they do. In other words, we know what we expect. We expect compliance with law and legislation as a result of the last big spill, the Valdez. And now it's going to be up to us to inspect to make sure we get what we expect. That means monitoring the Office of Budget Management, OMB or whatever, Management and Budget, to make sure that all of the costs of this are given over to BP. BP's not going to do us any favors, my friends. They're not doing us any favors. This morning, crude oil at $85.86 a barrel doesn't do you any favor. When you go to the gas pump, it's $2.50 and up for several years now, ever since the big run-up a couple of years ago. I've been paying more for diesel fuel than other people pay for regular gasoline, which is absolutely insane. All you got to do is bring diesel fuel somewhere in the vicinity of a refinery, and it immediately turns into something that I can run through my Cummins turbo diesel. We're going to have a caller, Sam, in Missouri. You hold on the line, Sam. We're going to go into a break in about a minute, and I'll bring you up right after the break. You stay on the line, and I'll bring you right up. But as we continue along in this process, realize they're not going to do us any favors. They haven't been doing us any favors in the past. This might be a way that we might be able to possibly, just possibly, open up the Arctic and get some of the oil that we need to have and the natural gas coming this way from there, and get them to sell their holdings in the Arctic out of Alaska, get out of that North Slope oil fields. ARCO was involved in that. BP, I believe, has got a big holdings up there as well. So this might be a way that we can pummel BP for a while. but you can anticipate an escalation in the cost of crude. They're going to have to cover their expenses, and they'll cover their expenses by jacking up the cost of gasoline. So if everything else wasn't already going high enough, look out for more. In addition to that, this is going to open the door and pave the way for new legislation that will make it increasingly difficult for offshore oil exploration companies to engage in the process of bringing our oil and our natural gas to us in a timely and inexpensive manner. Anyway, we'll be right back. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and without further delay, let us go to the telephone and talk with our good friend, Sam, in Missouri. Good morning, Sam. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing fine. You're sounding good here on Liberty Radio, so appreciate everything you're doing there, Will. What I wanted to comment on is a couple of things that I think we need to keep in mind as we go through this march into all this totalitarian nonsense that we're finding ourselves facing, and that is the fact that don't buy into the fact that so much of this is always, like they try to tell you, is always for our own good. I'll give you a good case in point of two particular instances. I talked to a friend that I know who served over in Iraq and was telling me about post of mine, our P's and Q's with the environment here, and yet you have companies over in Iraq working for the international banking cartel and the federal government that are burning anything and everything in open pits over in Iraq. Then I find out here at the last meeting here locally, a comment was made at one of our city council meetings, which this doesn't surprise me, Will, but it kind of confirms. You know, so many towns have planning and zoning, but people might want to know that all government facilities, local, state, and federal, are exempt from planning and zoning. So you tell me if that's good for the general public or if it's more about the government and its associated businesses being the privileged class and then the rest of us being the peasants on the land.
Well, if you look at it the way I do, Sam, and we've talked about this on numerous occasions, but really, honestly, the jurisdiction that your city has, your town has, is the property that is owned by the city or the town. So we bring in the International Property Maintenance Code. It has to do with maintaining city property. It's the things that they own. As far as planning and zoning is concerned, it only has to do with land they own. And so you can be sure that they're going to shift that and obfuscate the truth of it by putting that burden on other people, and that triggers this idea of prescription or easements by prescription. If the first person pays a fine, let's say, for having dented gutters or gutters full of leaves or something like that or too many weeds in their yard, they pay the fine. And then the next guy, his next door neighbor, gets tickets and he pays the fine. They start this prescription, you know, this idea of precedent. Well, this guy paid it, and that guy paid it, and this guy paid it, so you got to pay it too. Well, no, actually, I don't have to pay it. I can't help it that they're not informed, but I'm informed. So, no, I don't have to pay that. And no, that code doesn't apply to my property. It applies to yours. By the way, as I was coming into the town council building here, I noticed you had chipping paint up around the doorway. When are you going to get that taken care of? You know, they don't like that argument, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, see, and this is the thing. This is why I'm just pointing this out, so if people didn't know, they now know, and I found this out firsthand when I was at our last meeting. And basically what I'm trying to point out here, reinforce here, is that what they're trying to set up is laws for them and then laws for the rest of us. And this is what you got to understand with all this. Once you start understanding this, then you'll start understanding better the scam that's being laid before you. And that's exactly what we've got going. If you're favored by the banker class, you're fine. If not, you're screwed for all intents and purposes.
Well, it's an idea of executive immunity or governmental immunity the opposite is exactly the fact. You know, they're not immune from any of these things. The only problem is that we're not holding anybody's feet to the fire. The whole idea of the immunity clause in the Constitution was such that someone would be able to travel without molestation to and from the Washington, the District of Criminals, and or in and around the capitals, that they would be able to be free from molestation so that people wouldn't be kept from doing their duty, getting to the place where they needed to vote or getting to the place where the deliberations were happening. But they've expanded that so that they believe, and the media stays behind it, that they're immune from all of these things. It doesn't apply to them. They're bigger than that. Well, that's just not the case, but unfortunately, it seems to be because of precedent the way things are going.
Absolutely, and this is why I just urge people to stay up to speed on this stuff, because you may be the very one that may call this into question if something should come up, and you may be the very one that might turn it around. So,
well,
but see, the problem is that too many people that leave it here, you know.
I give you an example. You know, I moved into this little house. I didn't want to leave my little farm. It was nice living there, but I moved into this little house after my mother died. And so now I'm in town. And I wasn't here maybe, 2 months or something. And I come out the door one morning and I have a little doorknob card hanging there. And so I look at it and it says, keep your lawn mowed. You have to mow and weed eat your yard to comply with the code, or else you get a fine. And it was from signed, but you know, it wasn't signed. It was just from the city of Exeter, the town I live in. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm thinking, right, all right, you don't go around with a stick and poke it into a hornet's nest unless you want to get stung. So I went over to the town. I said, well, I'd like to have a copy of this ordinance, please. Well, okay, look around. Couldn't find it. well, can you check back later this week? I will find it for you. And so I did. I went back later. And lo and behold, Sam, I can have grass growing over 18 inches high in my yard at any time, and not, this thing would never even be triggered, you know. There's nothing in it about weed eaters. There's nothing in there that, you know, makes any comment about what kind of equipment I'm supposed to own and maintain. And so I went into that discussion with them. I said, well, where do I check out the lawnmowers, and where do I check out the weed eaters, and how much do I get paid per hour for my labor? And she looked at me like I had just dropped in from Mars. And I said, well, you know, the Constitution, I said, you know, the Constitution prohibits involuntary servitude. I'll be more than happy to mow the yard, but I charge $60 an hour for mowing. And anything over 70 degrees, it's $100 an hour because I might have heat stroke. And she's just staring at me. I've never heard back from them. I can tell you that. Never heard back from them. Not another word. I'll mow it on my own schedule when it bothers me. Until then, too bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's interesting because, you know, the problem is trying to get people up to speed around here. There's so few that really want to know what's going on. And, I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, you get to a point where you're wondering, well, man, if you don't want to know, should I just relocate with some people who do want to know, and you guys can make bumbling asses of yourself, and I'll sit back and laugh.
Well, you know, that would work, you know, and I lived that way for you know, unmolested for many years. But unfortunately, Sam, there are fewer and fewer places around the United States where we can actually, which we could even consider to be islands of freedom, as Mike Chambers call it. There's so very few places left, even here in the state of Missouri, only just a few counties where you could actually go, where if you were diligent, you did your due diligence and stayed right on top of them, you might be able to keep Enhanced 911 and all of FEMA out of your area. But there are so very few places to go. I think it is a better strategy just to do as we've been doing and speak truth to power,
yeah,
to get involved right where we are. Because I'll tell you what, and I mentioned this to Mike Shaw in a phone call, private, you know, call to him. After I looked at after I looked over and very carefully read and got a copy of this ordinance, I don't want to talk to him much at all, really. I don't want to push the issue because this is not the International Property Maintenance Code, and I can dance in and out of this ordinance all day long. Stay right there. We're going to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And let's go back to the phones, visiting with Sam in Missouri. Sam, lots of stuff happening in the area. How's your spring unraveling or rolling out for you there in Owensville?
Well, so far so grand. Nothing major in the weather department. I know you were talking about us this morning. We haven't had anything yet. Probably last week was probably the closest to anything bad we've had here. But all of it was stayed to the north and the east of us. There seems to be a track that's been forming here over the past couple of years that keeps all the stuff going more over towards St. Louis, and that's just been within the past few years. And it's different. It makes you wonder what kind of screwiness is really going on. But we've been fine. It's been other than me getting the central air upgraded here, and of course, whenever you upgrade the central air, it turns off real cool, you know. So. one could say that anytime you make a change like that, it turns off real cold for a reason. If I hadn't done it, it probably stayed warm, so who knows. But we've been doing fine here, so
anytime,
I hope I don't have to use it for a long time.
Anytime you want a real warm and mild winter, all you got to do is put up a couple of cords of firewood in advance, you know, and you'll know you won't need it. So, yeah, that's the way that it goes. What do you think of this oil spill down there? Do you see it the same way that I am, that we're going to see a continuing escalation, and before you know it, FEMA is going to be all over Louisiana again?
Oh yeah, absolutely, and I think it's going to be an excuse to raise gas prices and oil prices up to highs once again. They'll raise it up real, real high, and then after a while they'll drop it back down. I think that's the thing that people need to understand about this, because it's funny to watch how the public operates when prices go way up. They'll go way, way, way up, and then they'll drop them back off a little bit, and everybody will take a big sigh of relief. But you notice they never come down well the way they were before, and then the next time there'll be another humongous price increase, and then after that price increase it'll go back down, but never quite where it was before, and everybody will breathe a sigh of relief, and then eventually they get everybody right where they want them.
Well, the pernicious backside of inflation is that the lows always get higher and the highs always get higher, and so we just kind of have to just keep chasing it up and up and up. And I don't know about you, Sam, but I got my my belt, as I say, so tight now I can only breathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's almost a heart attack to just come out of the store with a couple of items and have a $100 grocery bill. It's continuing. So everything is going to go up. The price of everything continues to go up. And, of course, our everything except our income. So that's going to continue. But I'm looking at this incident, if you will, again, as another not necessarily a trial this time, but we're opening the door and we're paving the way not only for a tremendous expense on British Petroleum. Of course, this particular incident, the real burden of expense is probably going to find its way to the contractor that was running under contract to put that that well together, that rig together, that Horizon deep water or whatever they called it. That's under contract. It's not British Petroleum principal. So that's going to be there. Another one of them is going to be the money that's going to be made for all of the teachers' unions and things like that, maybe, or losses to buy them. Because they buy these cat bonds, these catastrophe bonds. It's like betting against the weather. It's betting against catastrophes. So we have a real good rousing catastrophe here. This will be another opportunity for people like Goldman Sachs. I noticed an article this morning. They're betting on energy futures now and other things. But it's another opportunity for a lot of people to make money on the suffering of others. And so we should see that. There will be a continuation of a demand from Travelers Insurance and others, the big ones, to have people move up, out, and away from the coastal areas so that they don't have to pay these repetitive loss claims. There's that involved in it. I'm also looking to see what's going to happen with shipping up the Mississippi River. If they can shut down this port again, you know, they wouldn't want to endanger those 20-foot-long carp, those giant carp that they got in the river now, wouldn't want to endanger them by having ocean-going vessels, cargo containers coming in or barges coming in, carrying, tracking oil and sludge up the Mississippi River. So that's another part of this. I think this story is going to become vastly expanded before it's all over.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I've been after people about is, you know, on this whole thing all along, if this were really about the environment, we would not have had people knocked off for creating alternative energy such as Stanley Myers was working with the water cart and various things like that. I mean, you notice that while we're supposed to believe that this black gold, so to speak, and well, oil prices are going up, and we're supposed to be so concerned about the environment. Anybody that dares to create an invention that would lessen our reliance on these fuels to function, if the government ever gets wind of it, it gets shelved, and the person usually gets knocked off or gets paid a big sum not to put it out on the market. And so basically what you have here, on the one hand, we're going to tell you what a dismal job you, the public, are at taking care of the environment, while we're the ones that are actually really screwing up the environment. And then at the same time, we're going to block you from getting away from any of the things that screw up the environment. So it's an interesting multi-legged stool that people have got to start getting their arms around and understand.
Well, it's having Sander exiting the carbon market and having that being picked up this morning by Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. That's one. The story I shared about the fraud in the carbon market in Europe, another one. Then there's the stories out of Spain. I could have gone there today as well if I wanted to make the whole thing on this, the whole broadcast on this issue. But there's a lot of trouble in Spain and other places in Europe where they are not they're jettisoning their plans. They're backing away from alternative energy sources, wind powers, wind farms, deployments, solar panel deployments, things like that, because they're not producing the money. People are backing away from all of these things, Siemens, AG, the rest of that. Then again, the article earlier in the week, that the oil storage facilities here in the United States are topped up, brimmed up, and overflowing. People that are unemployed aren't tootling around going to and from work. There's 50 or 60 million people unemployed in this country right now. They're not buying gasoline and diesel fuel to drive to and fro. People are buying less, and that means that the truckers don't have as much volume. The manufacturers aren't crying out for lots of energy. So all of this stuff works together that they're going to need some kind of an artificial spike, and I think they might have it in this explosion to keep the price of fuel up at the pump. And they'll do that through the media, through public opinion, cross currents of public opinion, and then through a push in Congress to have more regulations, more EPA rules and regulations against bringing those valuable minerals to the soil. Even though the petroleum is a disposable mineral, it nevertheless is a mineral, and anything that extracts real wealth, producing, bringing minerals and natural resources to the market, is anathema in the new Agenda 21 global superpower.
Yep, the bottom line is, well, the whole damn thing is a scam, and people need to be very careful what they buy into, because we're being hit on multiple fronts with multiple scams. It's all turning out to be one big scam, and you know, the if a person refuses to wake up to this stuff, then they in the end are going to be the ones that get screwed out of it. And, Pat, Will, I'm going to let you move on, but I just wanted to weigh in on some of that that you were talking about with you know, the spill this morning, and then some of the stuff I'm finding out from over in Iraq and places like that. I mean, like I say, we're not the chosen few, Will, didn't you know?
That's right. Thanks a lot for the call, Sam. We'll move along right now and come back after this break, folks. Always a good call, Sam.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. Always like to hear from Sam in Missouri. Sam and his wife, Trish, have a broadcast that they do. You can always access their website. It's the Information Corner. They're a sponsor or they carry this broadcast every day. You hear me talk about Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Well, that's Sam and Trish. Good folk, real good folk, and local folk, hometown folk. People that you can get along with real easily. Back to this article again, and appreciate the call, Sam. Administration officials escalated again the federal response, declaring the spill of national significance, announcing immediate inspections of all deep water drilling rigs. That's something we need to follow up on, too. Why are they immediately inspecting all of the deep water drilling rigs? How many of these drilling rigs have ever exploded with 11 dead and three very badly injured people? How many of these have you heard of in the past? Is this a unique thing? Or maybe Earth First was hanging around in the back. Maybe the tree spikers and the tree huggers are involved in all of this. There might be intrigue in the background. That's just my conspiracy-oriented mind running in high gear there. Probably be nothing to it. Maybe not. But we'll see. Anyway, it goes on. It talks about drilling rigs in the Gulf of Mexico and convening at the Department of Interior a meeting between government agencies and representatives from more than a dozen companies. This is, again, this is your public-private partnership coming on here. Listen to the cast of characters, including BP, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil Corp., and Halliburton. You just got to know it. You got to know it. The Bushes are going to be in there someplace. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, who met also with BP officials at their command center in Houston yesterday, urged the companies and technical experts to get all hands on deck, quote. To deal with the spill, a statement from the department said, quote, we expect industry to be fully complying with the law and to be taking aggressive measures to ensure that this type of incident does not happen again, close quote, Salazar said. So just very much the same as we saw with Mr. Levine, Carl Levin, Senator, grilling Blankfein from Goldman Sachs. Kind of likely to come off with a hand spank as opposed to a real, you know, hanging. Again, I'm going to just say that I'm going to keep a very close eye on whether or not these people are paying. Let's find out what the tally is going to be. The government response involves the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, Commerce, and Interior. Obama has directed the military to consult with BP on whether the Pentagon has technology better than that available in the private sector. U.S. Navy is sending equipment to the Gulf, including 66,000 feet of inflatable booms for containing the oil and 7 skimmers for skimming the crude off the water. I want to see a line item there. I want to see a budget item there for deploying 66,000 feet of inflatable boom. The cleaning up of that, how much is it? You know, these seamen don't work for free. They're paid handsomely. They go to college on the GI Bill. They get food. They're, you know, 3 hots in a cot. They get clean clothes. They get medical care. They get retirement. Let's pay. Let's have BP pay for this. At the current rate, oil is spilling from the well. Notice this now. By the third week of June, they're projecting all the way out to the third week of June. But by the third week of June, the spill will exceed the volume dumped after the Exxon Valdez ran aground in Alaska's Prince William Sound in 1989. Of course, I noticed on the web this morning a picture of the poor little seabird that's all covered up in oil. You know, that's a stock photo that probably has been around since 1989. Alaska's Prince William Sound, Exxon Valdez. Well, continuing, while BP is ultimately responsible for funding the cost of response and cleanup operations, my administration, this is the usurper saying that it's my administration, you treasonous, treacherous son of genetic manipulation, if Akhenaten spawn Freeman's, right? My administration will continue to use every single available resource at our disposal, the usurper said in remarks yesterday at the White House. Well, I just certainly hope that when you're using every single available resource at your disposal, usurper, that you keep a tally sheet so that we can give the bill to them at the end of this. The usurper said he's dispatching Salazar, the Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, and the Environmental Protection Agency Lisa Jackson to the Gulf today. I want to have a bill for the use of that aircraft. How much fuel do we have to put into it? How much lunch? You know, they have a hotel room involved, blah, blah, blah. They get a car rented, and they have a rental car, a limousine. Who flew with them? How many guards? All of the people that were there in the entourage, the cameramen and the whole works. I want to see that line item on a bill someplace going to British Petroleum here.
They don't do us any favors. Why do them? BP's cost of operations are, quote-unquote, ramping up as they bring more people and equipment in, says Neil Chapman, company spokesman, in an interview in Robert, Louisiana. American Depository Receipts of BP, which vies with Royal Dutch Shell PLC for the title of Europe's biggest oil company, plunged 8.3% to 52.56 yesterday in New York. So watch their stocks. It's going to hit them in many different places once their goodwill is tarnished. And this is one of those personal property things we learned about. And when we studied our business law, goodwill is important. Their name is being sullied here with oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Gulf production, the well is in a portion of the Gulf of Mexico off Louisiana anyway, and it just continues, and it continues lengthy articles. The questions about the practices of the oil industry raised in the wake of the still unfolding incident require that you postpone indefinitely plans for expanded offshore drilling operations, Nelson wrote in a letter to the president. Nelson, the Florida senator, said the possibility of an economic and environmental disaster caused by the spill required an immediate halt to the usurper's plan. When asked whether the administration would support a pause in its deep water oil drilling, Deputy Interior Secretary David Hayes said, "Everything's on the table. Everything's on the table. All the chips are in the middle of the table. Everything's on the table." That means including postponing any continuing oil exploration. So you just watch as it unfolds. Earth Day, April 22nd, 2 days prior, this event occurs. Going to have green jobs, whether you like them or not. You're going to be riding on your bicycle, whether you like it or not. Maybe you'll be able to go from door to door with a rickshaw. With a rickshaw and peddle your radishes. I don't know. We'll see. Let's go into a little bit here. Kind of went longer on the news than I thought we would today. This going back to Aldous Huxley, his education for, this is the Brave New World Revisited, his chapter 11. Might as well get into chapter 11 here, Education for Freedom. Aldous Huxley, the author of Brave New World. Let's see what we got here. We're having some trouble. Keeps trying to drop, and it hasn't yet, though, I don't think. Let's see if I can make sure we're still on. Looks like we're still good to go. I think it's trying to drop me. That call dropped. Okay, that one dropped. No problem there. Pull that back up. Maybe that'll stop it. Skype is trying to drop us off. Education for freedom must begin by stating facts and enunciating values, and must go on to develop appropriate techniques for realizing the values and for combating those who, for whatever reason, choose to ignore the facts or deny the values. Aldous Huxley starts. Those are some pretty sound words. Education for freedom must begin by stating facts and enunciating values. That's what we try and do on this broadcast and the others here on Oracle. Let's have a little bit of facts. As I like to say every morning, this is a show me showdown. Show me your facts. Show me your evidence. Show me the law. Values. Enunciating values. In an earlier chapter, Aldous Huxley, I have discussed the social ethic in terms of which the evils resulting from over-organization and overpopulation are justified and made to seem good. And once again, we're kind of looking back at last Sunday's broadcast. Michael Vail interviewed Barbara Marks Hubbard, in which she talked about this idea of our government being all wrong, and we need an all-new form of government. We need to come up with this idea of creative consciousness. We need to come into this new time period where, through the use of the Internet, I guess we'll have this Martian mind meld, this Vulcan mind meld, and somehow or another evolve into Homo universalis instead of Homo sapien. Well, she's influenced by these kinds of writings, certainly this and the writings of Buckminster Fuller and many others, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, which we won't have time really to address today. But this idea of overpopulation and overorganization, now all of a sudden, we're talking about education for freedom, but at the same time, we're talking about population control and the destruction of our form of government. See you right.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So as we slide into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, let's throw out a couple more names here off of this long list of the people that are principal in the Earth Day group. About a Mrs. Gaylord Nelson. She's the wife of the late Senator Gaylord Nelson, who was the founder of Earth Day. I bet you didn't know that. Here's another one. There's a guy named U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. You all heard of him. He's from Vermont. Larry Schweiger, the president of the National Wildlife Federation. That ought to get your hair standing straight up. Martin Scorsese, American film director. How about Pete Seeger? Everybody like him? Remember him from the 60s? Pete Seeger, folk singer, environmentalist, activist, performing artist. Here's another one. How about a Jigar Shah? S-H-A-H. Jigar, something like that. J-I-G-A-R. Never heard of this guy before. He's the CEO of the Carbon War Room. We heard about Sanders exiting this carbon market this morning. But here's this Jigar Shah. He's the CEO of the Carbon War Room. War Room. All right. Nice guy, huh? Here's another one. Let's see. We've got an Eric Spiegel. Eric A. Spiegel. He's the president and the CEO of Siemens Corporation, a member of the Business Roundtable. Now, this is a disinterested party, isn't he? Siemens Corporation. Barry, the usurper, was just here in Missouri the other day, And one of the stops on his tour was to Siemens Corporation, S-I-E-M-E-N-S, German corporation. They make the wind turbines. They're also involved over in Malaysia. We talked about that just the other day, putting together these, you know, billion-dollar water deals, building these plants. Here's an unusual find. Who would ever expect to find this? Rabbi Warren Stone, the environmental chair of the Central Conference of Rabbis. Amazing. Well, of course, you'd expect to find Barbara Streisand here, singer-composer. But how about Akeem Steiner, the executive director of the United Nations Environmental Program, UNEP? Of course, you're going to find Ted Turner, the founder and the chairman of the Board of Trustees. He's the founder and the chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Turner Foundation, founder and chairman of the United Nations Foundation, founder, Turner Endangered Species Fund, founder, Cable News Network, CNN. Of course, you'll find all these, this cast of characters. Just some more about Earth Day. But back to our author here, Aldous Huxley, the author of The Brave New World, and I'm reading The Brave New World Revisited. One's a straight-up fiction and the other a futurist fiction, and this is just more futurist education. Education for Freedom, Chapter 11, and there's truth in this. In the earlier chapter, I've discussed the social ethic in terms of which the evils resulting from over-organization and overpopulation are justified. If you go back and you read the book, Peter F. Drucker, The Concept of Corporation, very revealing book to read. It's in my library. I've read it a couple of times through. But whenever you have an instrument, let's say you've got a need, you've got a bunch of people who've come to live in proximity one to another, and they decide that upon some structure would be good and helpful in their community, and they establish in the beginning forms of government, the same sorts of government that you have in your home, and then you expand it outward. Governments being instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and property. It only is logical that if you have property, that you would want to have some means of protecting it so that you don't have to individually, in the middle of the night, deal with somebody that's trying to steal your property, right? But that instrument, once it becomes, when it goes from an instrument to an institution, according to Drucker, in the concept of corporation, a timeline kicks in for its destruction. And that's what we're dealing with today in this post-administrative agencies America that we live in. Government has become over-organized, far too top-heavy, unwieldy, too expensive. You know, you get into government, the first thing you want to do is to prove your inefficiency. You want to prove that you've got just so much work you can never handle it yourself. That way you can hire an aide, an assistant. And then the only way that your aide or your assistant can ever expect to move up on the pay grade ladder, G1, G2, G3, G4, so on, they need to show that they're just overwhelmed with work and they need to hire an assistant. In other words, they become a supervisor or a manager inside the agency. And that's the way it works in government. It's all move up, move out, or die. And so they just mushroom in size. They take on all manner of duties and responsibilities they were never given in their charge by Congress, and they just mushroom. And there's no one elected. It's all appointive and hired, hirelings. And so then you get almost everybody in Washington working for the federal system. And the same happens in your state capitals, and your county government works the same way, your town government, your municipal governments all work along the same lines. So certainly there are evils resulting from over-organization, we can attest to that, and overpopulation are justified. It would be pretty hard-pressed to go into the center of India someplace along the coast where they're, you know, just falling over each other and say that this isn't a problem caused by overpopulation. Doesn't say that there aren't places in India where they could live. Going back to Buckminster Fuller, it's never, you know, in our lifetime, it's never been about production ever since the Industrial Revolution really took hold and got going. We've always been able to produce more than we can use. It's always, the challenge is not production. The challenge is not producing 10,000 pairs of socks. That's pretty easy. You just tool up for it and do it.
the challenge is distributing those 10,000 pairs of socks and getting people to think that they need more socks. I got a sock drawer here. It's only half full. Need to buy some more socks. Fill up my sock drawer. Why would I have this drawer for socks if it's not full of socks, right? What else would I put in here? Underwear? No, those go in my underwear drawer. Hey, I've only got half a drawer full of underwear. I need more underwear, too. My closets. I've got five closets in my house. Three walk-ins and a couple of others. They're half empty. I need more clothes. I should have a couple more jackets, maybe a few more pairs of shoes. You get the idea. So he continues here. He says, is such a system of values consonant with what we know about human physique and temperament? The social ethic assumes that nurture is all important in determining human behavior, and that nature, that psychological equipment with which individuals are born, is a negligible factor. And that nature versus nurture, again, right out of the foreword to Agenda 21, it's not about having more, it's about being more. It's not the laws of nature, it's the mommy state nurturing. But is this true, he asks? Is it true that human beings are nothing but the products of their social environment? And if it is not true, what justification can there be for maintaining that the individual is less important than the group of which he is a member? It's again, lots of information that we've covered in the past being brought forward here by Aldous Huxley. This idea of the greatest good for the greatest number, even the happiness principles brought in here, reminds us of Auguste Comte, his idea of altruism, living for others. That's that nurture as opposed to the nature of man. Continuing, he says, all the available evidence points to the conclusion that in the life of individuals and societies, heredity is no less significant than culture. Heredity is no less significant than culture. Why is it that Barry the Usurper, through his mother's side, is related to everything England crowned through the Dunham line? You can go back up and look at the registries there, Burke's peerage, and find his mother tied into just about everything noble and everything European. How did that work out? How could he be a cousin distant of Dick Cheney's? How come the Bushes are related to everybody on the planet, it seems? Maybe societies, maybe there's truth to this, that heredity is no less significant than culture. The culture being shaped for us by the media, by your educators, by the priesthood, if you will, by the churches. But you go and look at the top of the World Council of Churches in UNESCO, and you can see that it's out of this heredity basket. They're the ones that are shaping all of the education and theology. Continuing, every individual is biologically unique. There's truth in that. All men are endowed, you know, all men are created equal. Every individual is biologically unique. You can see that our founders weren't talking about, when they say all men are created equal, that they weren't talking about rubber stamp cookie cutters. We're each unique. Oh, well, we're all out of time for today. I hope you've enjoyed this week's broadcasting. I've certainly been happy being here, and I look forward to being back with you again on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today.
Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.